already know what time it is. Yes, it is time to have wonderful conversations with real people about real topics. Yes, it is Conversations with Destiny, with me, Destiny Tawley. And as usual, you already know the norm. I'm joined by wonderful ladies on set who are going to be having these great conversations with me. Of course, we're here to make sure that we are impacting the lives of our generation globally. And these ladies are partaking in this vision. So I'll start on my left-hand side and have her introduce herself.
Thank you, Destiny. I want to say a very big thank you to a highly esteemed man of God, Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome, for this beautiful opportunity to be a part of this. I also want to say a very big thank you to a highly esteemed Pastor Osei Oyakhilome for this beautiful platform. I'm sincerely grateful, ma'am. Thank you so much, Destiny.
Yay! And on my right-hand side, who is here?
Hi, my name is Phyllis, and I'm glad that I'm here again. Thank you so much, Sister Destiny, for having me. Thank you, Pastor Chris and Pastor Osei, for the opportunity to be here on set.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And of course, we are having a wonderful conversation about the importance of role models in the lives of the youth. That is right. So that is the conversation we are having today. So make sure you're part of it by heading over to our social media platform. It is King's Chat. Go to the Love World USA page and leave a comment about the role model that you have. Who has mentored you? Who is your role model? And of course, today's conversation is premised on 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'll be reading from verse 12, and this is a conversation that a mentor is having with a mentee, right? So Paul is writing to Timothy, and he says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of the scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of the elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress." He says, "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." Another example in the Bible of this wonderful relationship between a role model or a mentor and mentee is with Elisha and Elijah. Right? Where, you know, Elisha was like, "I want to see you when you're caught up. And not only that, I want a double portion of what it is you have." So ladies, let us get into this conversation, because we're seeing a lot of parallels being drawn with the Bible and present day time. So in this day and age, Sister Daly, why would you say it's important for young people to have role models and people that they can look up to?
Thank you, Sister Destiny. It's extremely important. Very, very important. I think during one of our episodes, I shared with you how I worked with a lady that's into fashion, of course. She's into vintage fashion, and I had the opportunity to be tutored under her. She taught me like the do's and don'ts in this business. So being that this is somebody that my purpose is aligned, because I love to make clothes, she's also in the business. Now, there are errors and things that she has done and mistakes that she's gonna guide me through and not make me make those same mistakes. You know, so that's why it's so important, because there are things that young people wanna do. Young people, we're the leaders of tomorrow, obviously.
Yes.
And there's so many things that we have in mind to do, like be it in church, be it in ministry or business. But now you have somebody that have gone through the same journey that you're about to embark on. Now they are telling you, "Oh, do this like this, do it like this, don't do this like this." You read the scripture just now with Paul and Timothy. Now he's telling him what to do, instructions that he has laid down for him to have a successful ministry.
Right.
So that just goes along with to show you how important it is. These people have gone ahead of you.
Yeah.
So whatever it is they are telling you is because they know that if you do it like this, you will get this result.
I love
that. So it's extremely important.
I love that. And Sister Phyllis, in your own words, why would you say it's important for youth to have role models that they look up to?
Thank you. Well, the Bible says that train a child the way it should go, and when they grow up, they won't depart from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means that children are very influential. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you can influence them at a very early age.
Yeah.
So imagine a child that was trained the right way from the younger age.
Right.
As they grow up, they're for sure going to become that great person.
Yeah.
Because they have had they have had somebody to train them from a younger age. So
right.
When talking about young people, it's very important when they are young that they have the right type of influence or the right type of mentors, because this is the time for them to learn so much, to soak in
yeah.
many like instruction, like ways technique, everything. They can even that, because everybody's trained in life, right? You are either trained the right way or trained the wrong way.
Right.
When you don't have any mentors, or you don't have the right mentors, the street can train you.
Right.
The alcohol can train you. You learn bad habits because you were trained, or you didn't have any of the lack of training,
right,
which is also a training.
Right.
So that's why it's important for a child or young people, I want even say a child, but even young people to have the right mentor.
Right.
Because like I said, everybody can be, you are always going to be trained, but who is training you?
Right.
So once you have the right mentor, that's how you can guarantee to have a successful life.
Yeah, that is so very important. It really is also important what you expose yourself to, because sometimes, especially in this day and age, young people consume so much media content that they end up looking up to people that they're watching on their television screens, labeling them mentors and trying to really carry out whatever it is those people are doing, whether good or bad. And I think that's what I want us to talk about. I want to bring it back to you, Sister Phyllis. Would you say that youth have good role models in this day and age? And if they don't, why do you think they don't have good role models?
If they don't, do they have good role models? They do, if they want to recognize these good role models as their role model, because we have good role models, right?
Right.
But it's just a matter of choice.
Yes.
You have the bad ones and you have the good ones. So are they making the decision to follow the right role model that they have, or they're making the... So unfortunately, and by the grace of God, we are becoming these good role models for the people younger than us, and we are also looking up to the good role models like our pastors,
right?
And we are also teaching our younger the younger generation to look up to these good role models. So yes, we have good role models. What was the question?
Bad ones as well, or ones that are not good?
Yeah, of course they are. They have bad ones. They have people that are training you just to be somebody that God is not proud of. You understand?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they are all out there. So it's a matter of choice, because if they are not choosing right, then they're going to go the wrong way.
Yeah,
that is really powerful. I really like that. It's all about who you choose, because ultimately you make the decision who you're going to follow and who's going to influence your life, and what it is you're exposing yourself to. So that is very, very true. Now, guys, head over, like I said, to our social media platform, King's Chat. Leave a comment. Who is your role model? Who has inspired you to be the person that you are today? We'll continue this conversation right after the break.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations, watch movies you really want to see, and explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and Love World App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app, explore Alpha TV, and subscribe today.
Oh yes, the conversation continues right here in Conversations with Destiny. We are talking about role models for the youth. Now, before the break, we're speaking about the difference between good and bad role models, and of course that people have a choice. You're the one that is responsible for choosing who you look up to. So Sister Dilly, let's pick up from there. What are your thoughts? Do you think the youth have enough good role models in their lives to look up to?
We actually do have a lot. We have a lot. I say in our ministry, we have a lot, and there are a lot of people that are doing really well in businesses, and these are role models. Like you said, it's a choice. They decide to choose who they want to follow. And, you know, just like you said, I think she mentioned something which is so key. Subconsciously, you can be mentored without even realizing you're being mentored.
Right.
Because you're watching something, you're so engrossed in it, like, oh my God, I like this person. You're already checking out this person. You want to be with that person. Be just as that person. And you're not even... And it's not like a conscious decision you're making that, oh, this is my mentor. But because of... you're giving yourself to that information, it's automatically start framing your character, start framing how you behave, how you're maybe doing things that you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's key. And that's something, because I think one of our episodes we had mentioned, you don't know the spirit behind what people put, because you had mentioned that young people right now were consuming so much media.
Yes.
And like I said, you're seeing this person, you love this person, you don't even know the spirit behind the message. But thank God for us. Thank God for your love was special.
Hello.
You know, our man of God has been teaching us and helping us to discern truths so we can know these things.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of young people, sadly, they don't even know what's wrong and what's right. And so they just consume and follow that person.
Yeah.
Before you know, they're already acting and doing the same.
Some kind of way.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's crazy because there's a spirit behind everything.
And really, mentorship, like what you're saying, it doesn't have anything to do with distance. You can watch someone on your TV. If you're consuming their information or message long enough, it can program you.
Right.
You know, that's what's called programming. Literally, it's called programming for a reason. So you can consume whatever it is you're consuming. You can watch people. I mean, I was talking to you ladies about some of the people who inspired me to want to have an opportunity like this, like Conversations with Destiny, to talk. You know, these are positive people, you know, but a lot of the times they're mentors that young people look up to, you know, maybe rappers, you know, people doing whatever they're doing. And they're not really the most positive people, you know, the message in their music, you know, some business people who are very shrewd in business,
right,
who are, you know, pushing certain agendas in today's world and funding things that are anti the gospel, you know, and you can look at them and, oh, they have money, and you're thinking, wow, this is great, they have money, but is that all that matters? And that's
right.
Another thing, when looking for a mentor, what matters to you? Is it character? Is it finances? Because someone can mentor you in different aspects of your life and different facets. You know, someone can be a good mentor because they're a good businessman, but are they a good person? No. Someone can be your mentor because of character, and someone can be a mentor because of both, like Pastor Chris, you know, ministry-wise and everything else. So now let's get back to talking about who are the people that inspired you, Sister Phyllis, when you were growing up. Who are the people you looked up to as mentors, and what did you love about them?
Thank you for the question. And to be honest, I would even say, because growing up, well, I didn't have any kind of mentor. I was just
living your
just
life.
Just be honest, right?
I was being Phyllis. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't even have the notion of, oh, I'm looking up to, like, people I'm looking up to. Like, you don't want to say it here, right? but I want to part of my life that is the most important. This is when. Not that I wasn't born again before, but when I made up my mind to not follow God, the people that I chose to look up to and listen to, Pastor Chris being the one person. I mean, many other people, because I'll say Pastor Chris, because under pastor in the ministry are so many other pastors that were able to train me. I'm going to mention one of them, that Pastor Cynthia Sa, she's not a pastor in Canada. Mm. She was one of the people, like, just trained me in excellence. Mm. You know, so it wasn't a matter of, I was mentored on one topic.
Right.
I was mentored on life.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So all of the things that I've learned from these people, I am able to apply in every area of my life and being a success. So I didn't have a specific mentor in one, like in business or no. I had mentors.
Yeah.
I have people that I've worked with and I've seen, and they are still looking up to Pastor Chris. So that's why I say Pastor Chris is the
big umbrella.
One.
Yeah.
And yeah. So yeah, that's what I would say. Like, before that, forget about it.
Yeah, and it's true, because you can have multiple mentors. It doesn't mean that you just have to have one person mentor you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that, because I have people who I looked up to who inspired me as role models in the media aspect. And there are people I look up to in business and ministry, Pastor Chris. And, you know, so with you, Sister Daly, who are some of the people that inspired you in different aspects?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Just to add to what she said, you know, it's at every stage in our lives, God brings people to take you from here to the next level. Because me personally, I joined ministry at a very young age, but I was just in ministry. I was going to tell my dad, that was just it. But I think when I joined campus ministry, that was when I made up my mind, I want to know Jesus for real. Like, I want to have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And at every stage, when I was in campus ministry, I had a pastor, of course, that directed me, you know, guide me. And there were things, I had testimonies from that. And then I moved from that. After graduating, I went back to Benin Zone 1. And I had the opportunity of working in the teens ministry, where I worked with another pastor. And to be honest, this particular pastor had a major influence and impact in my life. That's Pastor Jolomi Esimaje. He's also in Benin Zone 1. I learned so much from him. And it wasn't just even with the word of God that he mentored me. Like, as a lady, I had to carry yourself as a lady.
Mm.
And amazingly, because he's a man, but then he's teaching us as ladies in church how to, when a guy says, oh, you look so beautiful, it shouldn't be that you're getting an approval from the person, but you know this already.
You know already.
You're just
confident.
Saying, well, thank you.
You know? Because I know.
Yeah, and these are the things I learned in church.
Mm.
So at every stage in our life, And now I'm here now. I'm under, you know, I'm part of Love Word Youth Church.
Hello, Pastor Christian. Shout out.
Yeah, Pastor Christian has been an amazing mentor for me, like, you know, at this stage in my life. So at every stage in our lives, there's always somebody that God is bringing to you.
Yes.
So, and, you know, in our ministry, like, you know, it seems Sister Phyllis had mentioned, in our ministry, we have a lot of mentors. A lot of them. And as we grow, as we move from place to place, like we're moving from country to country, there's a new pastor we're submitting to. And now we're learning. And it's so strategic because life is spiritual. And that person that God brings, that pastor you're meeting at that point in time, is that person that you need at that point in time. You might not realize, but you need that person. And that's why you have to be very... You have to be very spiritual about this. Like, you have to get...
If I just to add to what you said, because, yes, because you were asking about... We are talking about pastors here, but, of course, it's not only pastors, right?
Yes, in general.
But what I... Like, I think in one of pastors, Pastor Chris'
yes.
message...
Hello.
I'm still a mentor pastor. He talks about investing... Like investing in yourself.
Right.
He say, go and read a book. Go and... He say, get a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
He say, give yourself to a tutor, right?
Yeah.
So the tutor doesn't have to be a Christian.
What?
Or doesn't even have to be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So pastor is mentoring me on how to invest, like how to better myself.
Yes.
And he's telling me, if you want to learn math,
right.
you have to get a math tutor.
Right.
Your pastor might not know how to solve
math. Exactly.
Equations, but
right.
you have to go to school and ask, like get into a class and yeah. being taught by maybe the best teacher.
That
so the mentors are not always your pastors or always, but... We are just grateful that we have the grace of the God that our pastors are also
those people.
Exactly,
yes.
but they are also mentoring us into going out and finding solutions.
Honestly,
from the people that are qualified
skilled.
To teach.
Yes, because even the first exposure I got to fashion designing, aside from doing what I was doing from home,
mm-hmm.
my pastor actually directed me to somebody and talked to the person just for me, like. I have this person, I want her to come under you.
Yeah.
And I had that training. And even with Scrum that I'm doing right now, my pastor also introduced me to the person.
That's
so it's amazing. We're really blessed in our ministry.
No, honestly, and I think that's another facet of it too, speaking about should or can a mentor or role model be someone your age? But let's answer that when we come back after this. I kinda
like you. Alpha.
Oh, come on, coach.
Darlings, if you're only tuning in, where have you been? Okay, we're talking all things role models and mentors. Now, before the break, I asked a very vital question. Is it possible for someone to be mentored by a peer or someone in their age group? Now, Sister Phyllis, you have a way of wording this and thinking about it. Get into it. Is it possible for someone to be mentored by a peer? But also, there's a way you said it that I like.
Yeah, of course, because it's not a... The question is not even, can you be mentored by a peer? Because yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have the ability to recognize that your peer can mentor you?
Mm.
That is the biggest question, because some people might just look at their friends or people around them and be like, yeah, you are just same age, or you're even younger than me.
Even younger.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. You're younger.
I cannot learn anything from
a child.
Which is very, this is
terrible.
So far from the truth,
mm-hmm.
because you have to, first of all, have the humility to recognize that, okay, there is something that I need to learn, that I need.
Yes.
Because some people are very proud. They know that they need something, and they know that that person over there can teach
it.
Me,
right.
but they are too big in their own eyes to go and humble themselves and ask
in
me,
their own eyes,
can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, your peer can mentor you, but you need to just have the humility and the ability to recognize that this person has something that I need, and I'm going to go and humble myself and ask them, help me.
But I think some people also tend to have that kind of mindset because of the idea that once people help them, not only will they tell other people that they help them, but it's like they feel like they're indebted to people, which is such a terrible mindset because when you help someone genuinely, right, it should be a genuine thing. It's not about you trying to brag and to boast in your ability of helping someone.
But I would even say, even if the person is bragging that they
you know what you want.
That's
what? That's different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you know what you want and I know what I'm benefiting from that person.
Exactly.
And so I'm willing to submit myself to learn from that person. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, personally, I've had younger people that I've spoken with and I'm so amazed at the level of wisdom that they have. I have a lot of them around me. And even in ministry here, like LYC, we have the circle of friends I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're super inspiring. I think I was telling about Sister Charles at some point.
Mm.
Sometimes she doesn't even have to say something. Like, I'm just around her. I can just see things that she's done. I'm like, I should do it this way. You know, it's just, it's even Sister Phyllis.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think I need to say, Sister Phyllis was my first cell leader when I first came here.
Aww.
And I was under you and I saw the things that you do, how you're being consistent with cell meetings.
Hmm.
And now these are things that I'm learning and I'm putting to work because I don't necessarily even have to ask or say, oh, do I? I'm just watching from afar sometimes and I'm like mentored, like, this is what I know they would do if they were put in this position. So it's very possible to be mentored, but
people always want to be, only want to be mentored by some people. You know, they're like, I want that person. But no, sometimes God puts people in your life for a reason.
Right.
And you are the one to, I'm going to say something that I used to be a staff in ministry, right? And we had a meeting with a dear pastor and she was talking about our dear pastor, Osi, you know, and she was talking about how they were friends and then they laughed together. But she says, even in the laughing, she never missed the opportunity to learn from. So she never take it for granted that, even if you are friend or we are laughing. Yeah. Not even that they are friendly. Maybe Pastor Osi was being friendly with her, right?
Yes.
But it was her responsibility to know that, hey, she's being friendly with me. We are laughing. We are joking.
Mm.
But even in the laughter and jokes, I'm learning something.
Yeah.
I'm learning something. I'm going to get something from it. So she knows the boundaries where, okay, now we are laughing, but now it's time for me to learn. So I reset myself, I reposition myself, and I'm not in a position of a student.
I love
so
that.
It's our responsibility to always know the people around us. What do they have that you need that will take you to the next level of life?
Exactly.
What do they have? And be humble.
Be humble.
Be humble.
And they always have something.
Everyone around you has something to offer. I mean, the mentors who've mentored me have been my peers, my friends. You know, it's such a privilege to also be able to call your friends your mentors. And I'm surrounded by people that I definitely look up to in some way or another. Now, one other aspect I wanted to talk about is, have you ever been let down by a role model or mentor? And if you have, how did you deal with that? Let me start with you, Sister Diddy.
That's so funny. And she came to me. Wow. Okay. I wouldn't say 100% yes. I mean, at some point, yes. But the ability for you to recognize that I am here and I'm learning this thing from this person.
Right.
This was how I dealt with mine. I knew I was here for a reason and there's something I'm aiming to get. And I recognize the fact that I've grown as a result of me being associated with this person.
Mm.
And so I do not take it for granted.
Yeah.
I know sometimes the point that the devil can try to start using, because I'm coming from the point of ministry because, you know, my life has been in ministry. It's majorly that. So the devil would sometimes try to bring like ideas and be like you know, start putting this form of bitterness, like, you know, towards the person. And something I started doing, and thank God for your love was special. I even know I'm way past that now, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I did before, even Pastor had talked about these things, was to start praying for them.
Yes.
I took it upon myself to pray, call their names, and I started speaking words of love. I'm full of love for this person.
Yeah.
I love this person. Lord, I thank you for the things that this person has done for me. And I sent messages to say, thank you so much for your impact. I recognize that you did this and this for me.
Mm.
It's something I learned from Pastor Mike Wigo, because he had mentioned, he said, those that led that, you know, were a part of his success to be who he is today as a zonal pastor, he still recognizes them. When he go for senior for meetings, he sees them and still recognizes them. I'm like, good afternoon, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, right?
Because they contributed to each other.
Right. Irrespective of whatever happens, these people were an integral part of your success. Mm. So do not, I mean, it takes maturity and it takes a lot of learning.
Yeah, because there is a statement that says never meet your heroes, because once you do, you can get shocked, right? Yeah. So you see them from afar and you're like, amazing. And then you get to meet them and, you know, you're like, whoa. Sister Phyllis, have you had that experience too?
Of being let down by a man?
Being let down by a role model.
Of course.
Or meeting a hero and being shocked.
No. But being let down by a role, like somebody like highly considered, right? Yeah, of course. But like she said, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, me personally, I don't ever take anything that personal. Yeah. You know, it comes from one thing that Pastor Chris has taught us. This is just, it has nothing to do with mentorship, but it's just a general statement. Talking about birthdays, for example, he said, if nobody celebrates you, celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
So I've never, even if you look up to somebody and they're like, oh my God. Yeah. I look up to Jesus.
That's it.
That's it. God will never let me down.
Yeah.
I understand that the people around me, although they have great qualities and skills and they teach me and I respect them, I look up to them, but they are spirit being living in a fleshly body.
Yes.
You know, so yes. That can, you know, so things happen.
And that's wisdom.
And I would say to anybody here that if you feel that somebody has hurt you so bad, let it go. Mm-hmm. They are spirit being living in fleshly bodies. So just trust in God. Don't put your
trust. Hallelujah. Yeah. That was such a wonderful catchphrase. Spirit beings living in earthly bodies. I think that is beautiful. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. It's been a wonderful episode. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
We're talking about role models. And again, we'll, you know, see you next time. Keep watching Conversations with Destiny. Bye.